Good morning, Wikipedians. This is your fearless instructor, Jerry Lucas, coming at you on the kind of the middle of week five this week. It's taken me an extra day or two to do the grading. I'm sorry about that. But I tried to leave comments for everybody. I think that most of you are making pretty solid progress by this point. If you're not, then you're just not doing the work, it seems. I think those who are working and doing the reading and practicing, like I've suggested, are beginning to excel, are getting enthusiastic about this, which is where you should be at this point. For those of you who are still in the class, who are not working, there's still some time to catch up, but that is slowly running out. I think if you're not caught up by the end of this week, it's going to be very difficult for you. In case you haven't noticed, most of the time that I'm evaluating, I'm looking really as to whether or not you actually did the assignment. And if you did it with a modicum of enthusiasm and you seem to be working on what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to get a passing grade for it. Really, the people that are failing are just doing so because they've just not done the work. So if this is you, please communicate with me. Like I said, there's still a little time, but I'm telling you, you're really running out of time. If by this point that you're doing the work, but you're still struggling, I think that it just boils down to you're just not practicing enough. There are people that are working. They seem to be logging in once a week, maybe twice. And they're still making the same errors. Like by this point, we should all be masters at the talk page conventions about replying to each other. There are still some of you that are doing this incorrectly. All of this will be considered in your final evaluation. Excuse me. By this time, you really should be experts at these simple skills. One of these is when you're making edits and you make just a small edit, fix a piece of punctuation, a little typo, you should always be sure that you check the box for a minor edit. It's right above the save button. This is pretty important because when I go to look, like for last week's assignments for adding a citation and copy editing, sometimes I have to comb through a bunch of stuff that you guys have done, and most of it are minor edits, but they're not marked that way. So if I can eliminate the minor edits from my search, I can go right to the assignments I'm supposed to be evaluating. And if I miss them, this is probably why. I just didn't see them because you're not marking your minor edits. Please be sure to do that. As I've already mentioned, please use proper talk page conventions. Some of you are not. This is not difficult, right? We've been doing it from day one. You should, as I said, already be experts. All of you should have assigned yourself an article for your project by this point. In one of your training sessions about choosing an article, it tells you how to go into the dashboard and select the article. I'd say most of you have done this. Some of you already haven't. This was an easy A for you to make. If you've not done it, do it right away because I'm taking a point off for each day that you're late on doing this. If you still have some questions about which article to choose, communicate with me. Some of you look like you might still be working on the same things. Make sure you're communicating with one another. Coordinate a little bit. Give each other different parts of it to work on. I mean, this is a collaborative effort. There's no reason why you can't try to make it a little easier on yourselves. Excuse me. Okay, citations. I know that we're just kind of starting with this. Some of you are still putting links to Wikipedia pages as citations. These should never be citations. Encyclopedias are not good sources, not because they don't contain good information, it's because they're reference material. Wikipedia is an encyclopedia. So, what you're doing when you link to a Wikipedia page is you're just pointing to additional information. When you're using an external source, they should appear in footnotes. You never have a Wikipedia article in a footnote. You really shouldn't be doing this by this point. Okay, number two about citations. You need to be sure that you have all of the necessary information. You've got to pay attention to detail here. If you're citing a source that doesn't have an author listed, it's probably not a good source to be citing. This is not always true, but I would say 9 times out of 10, this is good advice. So if you don't have an author's name, think about trying to find another source. Make sure if you're citing a book, you have to cite a page number that you got the information from. You've got to include all the pertinent and necessary information. You will lose points for this stuff. Journal posts, again, I think those of you who are working diligently by this point, you're getting it. One thing I have noticed that while it's fine for you to say what you've done, what you've accomplished during the week, that's fine. But that's really not interesting. What's interesting is what you learned. Talk about what you learned. Provide links to things that help you. Again, yeah, the journal should document your progress, but the important part for anybody coming in to read your journal is for you to say, hey, look what I found that really helped me out with citations, and link to it, right? Paragraphs about this week I did this thing, and this week I did this thing without any links. I mean, seriously, I don't think you'd be interested in reading that. I'm not that interested in reading that. This should be a journal that targets a particular audience. Who is this audience? This audience are your classmates. What are they interested in? They're interested in learning about the writing process on Wikipedia. So, think of yourselves as educators. Here's what I learned. Here's how you can learn it. You could do the same thing in comments too, and I think some of you already are. Folks, be sure you read the comments that people leave you. This isn't just busy work that I'm assigning you to do. You guys are there to help one another. I think this is the wonderful thing about Wikipedia and this collaborative platform is that we can all help and support and encourage and critique each other. I really do think that we're fostering a great little community here, but I think that many of you don't participate the way you should. You're leaving perfunctory comments. Your comments are always glowing and positive when there's, I mean, it's fine to be glowing and positive, but you also need to be helpful. Saying that you're just awesome and everything that you're doing is awesome, that's just not helpful, is it? I mean, maybe it makes you feel better, but it's particularly not helpful when it's not true. So please be sure that you're being critical. You can still be nice. I try to be nice. And if you guys feel like I'm too critical and not nice sometimes, I deeply apologize because I really do think that you guys are doing great. I think that's about it. You, from this point forward, should really be working on your articles. You should try to make positive steps forward every day. A couple of you are writing original pieces. This does not have to be a daunting task, but you should try to do a little bit of work every day from this point forward. These articles will turn out to be very good. I encouraged you to go to get local sources. Washington Library downtown has really great local sources that you guys could easily go and get if you took an afternoon to do that. Photographs, you can take photographs and upload them to Wikimedia Commons and use them. This would be great. And in fact, I think this week or next week, you do have a training session about using images. So you'll be getting to that very soon. As always, if you have questions, please leave them on the on the help page. You can always communicate with me via my talk page, of course. And I think that's it for this week. Keep up the good work. And again, I'm sorry about being a little bit behind in the grading, but I wanted to go through and be sure that I made comments on everybody's work this week. All right. See you online.